This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It has been the talk of not just the sports world, but the world, really. Donald Sterling, owner of the LA Clippers basketball team, secretly taped by his girlfriend, making decidedly racist remarks after a picture of her and Magic Johnson showed up on Instagram.
Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
It does matter, yeah. It matters.
The NBA has banned Sterling from the game for life after he confirmed that, indeed, that is him on that tape. A recording made public by the celebrity gossip site TMZ. Did they pay for it? Is it right to publicize a secret recording of a private conversation? Is this journalism at its best or worst? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, these revelations of Sterling's racist attitudes, significant, especially in a sport where most of the players are African-American, but why do I feel so queasy about the way that information came to light?
Well, we still don't know a lot about why she was recording it. I mean, obviously she was in an argument with him, but was her intention from the beginning to get him? I think we should be a little queasy about a recording made secretly when you might have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Yeah, there's a little bit of queasiness there on my part as well.
Is this a change in the media landscape when it comes to having these revelations made? A gossip site is where we go?
So, not at all, right? This has been happening for years and years and years. This is the world that we live in now, where tabloids or online news sites that maybe have a different set of ethics probably are willing to pay for information. They are going to break stories that other organizations aren't going to be able to break.
Let's talk about that. Apparently, Sterling's rep was well known, but everybody from the NAACP to the legitimate press didn't write or broadcast a word about it.
On a local level, there had been stories in the mainstream press. In the sports press, not so much. And that's left some questions to be answered.
Like what?
Well, like, if you knew he was such a bad guy, why did you only talk about his bad management of the team? Why didn't you talk about what a horrible human being he was?
The NBA wasted no time in moving on this, Kelly. And while reporting on the Sterling story overall hasn't been all that great, the new NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, great reviews on the news conference he held in announcing Sterling's lifetime ban.
Yeah, can we just take a moment to marvel at that really great press conference? Adam Silver, sure, he did a great job, the NBA commissioner, but so did the sports reporters who were there. At Poynter, we spend a lot of time teaching reporters how to ask questions, and we usually turn to press conferences for examples of how not to do it, how not to bloviate or pontificate or make an argument with your question, and we tell people, just ask the question, ask a straight, open-ended question. And to a person, the reporters in that press conference asked straightforward, really great questions. And if you contrast that with a White House press conference, you will see the good and the bad of reporters asking questions at press conferences.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. So you're saying there's still hope for journalism, huh?
Of course there's still hope for journalism, Craig. And it's the sports world.